For the excellence of your will is mighty in the light of Yisrael. So we do pray this tefillah before our Abba this day, that you will grant unto us your mighty mercies and kindness, strength that is needed for Yisrael, the called, the elected, and the set apart. You have ordained to show forth your excellence. So we ask you in Yeshua's mighty name, you strengthen us all today. Anoint your mind, servant, that he may speak with clarity and understanding. And that the levium of the house of Israel may be open to hear what thus says Yahweh. For we sense and know that your mighty touch is there, Yah. So as this day proceed, we will rejoice. We will hear from Hashemayah, from the heavens of our Abba. So speak to us this day, and we shall rejoice. And the house cried, Hallelujah! 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 Look to your neighbor and say, May Yah grant you this day all the wisdom in Yeshua. Shalom. God bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. May his strength, the power of the hope of Yeshua, certainly rise in the life of Israel. I have promised Brother Jerry and Sister Maria, as they began a new venture on Monday, and they certainly love to hear Sister Robert sing. And I told them today, as he wrote me last night, that I would have her to come and sing today for them as they sit there in Dallas, Texas, waiting to leave that city, which I bless Yah for that. And we certainly want to enrich them today and bless them. And also those that are listening by the live via stream of the internet, we do barak you om. May Yah shalom rest upon you in Yeshua. May the strength of his wisdom and knowledge fill your love, that you may be satisfied with all the tough things, the good things that Yahweh gives unto Israel. He gives us tough things, good things. We know that every good and perfect gift, everything, comes from Hashemayah, from Yahweh, the Abba, the Father of lights, in whom there is no variation, there is no altering, or no change, no shadows of darkness at all in him. So we barak him, we bless him mightily. We thank him for everything that he has done and all things that he is doing. We bless him for that. And may his tremendous strength rest upon our precious brother Dale and his wife there, Sister Dot and the children, and all those that are gathered with them today on this Shabbaton. May Yah's strength rest upon them. So Sister Roberts, come on and sing. She's going to sing, and then I'm going to come and try to preach a little bit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Blessed be Yahweh above Israel, who only does Come my salvation. He's righteous in all his ways. That's why I lift my hand and pray. From everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Hallelujah, Yahweh, praise Yahweh. Blessed be His honorable name forever. Upon Yahweh, from Him come my salvation. Yahweh is tough, He's righteous in all His ways. That's why I lift my hand and pray.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We do bless Yah for that. For that He grants unto the house of Israel as He awakens His people in this hour. For the tremendous onslaught of darkness that they are already battling, and that shall permeate as it does throughout the nations of the world. Controlling power of the mind of the people today. That they have been drawn under this power of delusion by Shaitan. That he controls every aspect of their lives. How they think. Their action and reaction. Their likes. Their dislikes. Their personalities. He controls every element of their lives. There's a generation that is very ignorant. Because it is a people and a generation that have rescinded, denounced, rejected the Torah, the disciplines, the ordinance, the instructions of Almighty Yah. The generation that has perceived in their own corrupt love that they are, quote, gods, unquote. They have this powerful delusion delivered unto them by the hands of Shaitan. When he commanded Adam and Eve as he spoke to the woman, when he said to her, the day that you defy, yeah, You establish your own justification of what is pure and right in your own eyes, and your own perception supersedes the established instructions of Almighty Yahweh. Now that's the mindset today. I understand what he said to the woman. But the ramifications are more than the simple words that he spoke unto her. They were illuminated by the power of Almighty Yah. It is amazing that this thing had the power to speak unto her. And the ability of his persuasiveness, she gave in to those instructions. Now the thing that persuades us more than anything is our own mindset. It is not the mind of HaMashiach. It is not that mind of Yahshua. For we know that that mind pleased Almighty Yahweh in all things. And that is what he did. He pleased the Abba in all things. And Satan has reduced a people and the world down to a specimen that satisfies only one component. And that's their flesh. For everything that is in the natural man's heart, it is very deceitful. It despises the Torah of Yah. It has no ahava, no love for the pure things of Almighty Yahweh. That's why it cannot express the very beauty of Almighty Yah. That's why it cannot express the very purpose and the will of Yahshua and the spirit of life in Yahshua that ought to dwell in us, that this thing cannot express it unless it is a renewed or a transformed love. It cannot. And so Yah does permit, and he allows us in this time, this dispensation, that there is a specific that must be proven. We are an unproven people. We are not a proven commodity. It was once said, a proverb, as I was a young lad, that we would say the proof is in the pudding. If the pudding is legitimate, that has all the legitimate ingredients, then when you begin to taste the pudding, you will know whether it has the legitimate ingredients or they're superficial and false ingredients in the pudding. And so this is a generation that is unproven. It has much to do with a testing or a test of a generation, but it has more to do with whether the actual power of truth and the fact that Yahweh is who he say he is, if that strength of truth abides in the mind and the love of this generation. And so Yahweh says to us that there must be proof. And the way that proof is expressed, you must be proven. This is a generation that must be proven. We must be proven by Almighty Yah. Our words are very elaborate. We speak with such dynamics of vocabulary, but we are unproven commodity. We are not a proven people. And it's one thing that when Yahweh begins to prove, to test the legitimacy of truth, and the legitimacy of the fact that he is who he is, and the power of that truth present in us by the wisdom and understanding of Yahshua, then we begin to falter when that is being proven. When that is tested in us, we begin to alter our perceptions. We began to think radically different than what Torah teaches to form our thinking, our mind. And we began to lay out our own truths that come from a very deceitful, desperately wicked heart that is full of enmity against Yah, that despises the brother and the sister, that has no ahava for the simplicity of his truth. And so this is a time for Yisrael that we are going to be proven. that we are going to be proven. And if we are the true substance, we shall prevail. I do believe what Scripture says. I believe that every thing that Yahweh allows to be presented unto us, regardless to how cataclysmic it may seem, how devastating it is, we know that every circumstance and situation work together in conjunction with Yahweh's ordination for tell for good. For only those that love Yah and those that are elected or called according to the purpose that they may be proven, whether there is a legitimate identity of a power of truth in them. Now we have all kinds of schisms, lies, frivolity, hypocrisy. We're phony. It's not a realism in the people of Israel. Because we do not base the actuality of things upon what Yah says. We base it upon our own interpretation, our own perception, and what we perceive is right in our sight. And our righteousness is filthy. There's a filthy rag, and it has no substance at all. I want to express unto Yisrael today that we're going to be proven. And it's more than just the test. Because there are those that will be tried by a test. And they will deny the Emunah, the faith. They will reject the faith of Yah. And they will reject the very trial to bring about this power to wait and to endure against all opposition that one will endure until the end. Yeah. Only those that endure until the end shall be, Yeshua shall be saved. If there is no power to endure, you're not going to be saved. You're not going to be delivered from the yoke of this world. And this generation is very shallow. It is one that is easily offended. Their emotions are paper mache. It doesn't take very much to destroy it. There is no character of the strength of Yahshua in this generation. And every now and then you may see a wayfaring man, a man that is on the way and he is ferrying this truth. So it's not an abundance that we have been taught or we believe. It is not that way. Yah speaks to Yisrael. I would have begun in Shemoth in Exodus chapter 16. We understand this incident here. As Yahweh had brought them out under from a mighty oppression. You must understand, brothers and sisters, He has delivered you from under the mighty oppression of this spirit of Mizraim, Egypt. He has brought about a deliverance. He has separated you from the power of that suppression and the power of that oppression, that you will not be subdued by the very witchcraft spirit and the subtlety of darkness that permeate in Egypt. You must understand that there were many gods in Egypt. So it is in the Egypt of the United States of Shaitan. This is the dimension of darkness here. And Shaitan's infrastructure is what this nation is based upon. This is not a nation that has the mitzvah, the commandments of Yah. It has the commandments of a God. It has the commandments of the woman. The scripture tells us that the woman shall rule over the man in this day. It means more than a biological, physical woman having the power over a man. It's this seductive spirit of this Jezebel thing we call the church. And it rules over this mind that Yah created to worship Him. To acknowledge Him, to bless Him, to speak to Him. That is what He gave man that mind for. To interact with Him, to talk to Him, to be comforted by Yah.
And because of this woman today, the spirit of this Jezebel, this thing that we have all been seduced by and caught up in, this thing we call the church, it is not the Bayit of Yah. It is not the call-out assembly. And so it has taken strength of our will that our purpose is not to please Yah. Our heart is not set to satisfy Him. It's set to satisfy the components that have been established by a rejection of the Torah, the truth of Almighty Yah. And so this thing has rejected it. It has despised what Yahweh says because there is enmity and animosity against Him. The first thing one says, if He is the Most High, if He created all things, then why is this? That I say to that people, you believe that there is, quote, a God, unquote. Then what is the reason for all the situations and the things that are transpiring in the earth today? If you have the resources of your natural mind and reasoning and philosophical approaches, then why is the world in such a chaos today? It is because man has rejected Yah. He has rejected the disciplines of Yah that brings about a tremendous strength. And that's what it does. Yah led this house out of great bondage. He raised up the Nabi Moshe to raise them, to deliver them from under the bondage and the oppressive hand of Pharaoh. And He brought them out with a mighty work. It is uncomprehensible the work that Yah did to bring that house out from under that bondage of death. We look at our personal situations. We see how Yahweh has delivered us from under the crushing blows of that bondage. And He brought them out into a wide place that He could literally speak unto them. He had a man servant that was the proxy between them, or the mediator, that He literally could speak unto Israel. And He has done the same thing with HaMashiach today. And yet He cannot speak to us. Because the viability or the life of Yahshua in us, it is not real. It is a superficial thing. We have this religious mindset. These Jezebels will go to their whorehouses on tomorrow. And they will sit in these reputed whorehouses. And they literally think that they are pleasing Yah. They will sit under their damnable doctrines that denounces the name of the Creator. They will submit themselves unto a pagan name, that Jesus is and all, and they will damn the very name of Yahweh. And you believe that Yahweh is going to bless that cauldron of putrefied, vile filth? He is not. And Israel, in their superficial identity, thinking that it's blasé, that they can do what they want to, and it is going to be apoté for them, or an advantage, they are deceived. It is not so. I want to show you something here in Shemoth in Exodus 16. I want to read one verse, verse 4. Yahweh, He spoke unto Moshe after this calamity, this murmuring of the house of Israel. He spoke unto His Nabi, and He says, I want you to speak unto this house. He says, behold, I will rain bread from Hashemayim for you. I will send it down. I will cause the bread of life. For Yah so loved the world that He sent the birth of His bosom, the power of His living word. For Yah so loved the world that He sent His HaMashiach, His Messiah. And yet this true bread man rejects it today. They will not give Him the honor as the place that Yah put Him in to bring unto us the viability, the strength of His truth, and the purpose of His calling for us all. Now what this Jezebel, and she's a female dog, oh she is, she has given this false perception. Well, this, quote, God, unquote, tells you to do what you want to. Your own destiny. This is a deception of hell. He did not allow them to create their own destiny. He created their destiny. He shaped it. He formed their path. Because the steps of a tough man, they're ordered by Yahweh. He doesn't allow you to do the ordering. You're not going to order your steps. You're not going to order your way. If you do that, you're not walking in the way of the one that ordains the way. And so that's what this Jezebel, this ill-reputed whore, is what she is. She has satisfied a component of man. She has appeased the flesh of man. She has made man to be at ease in his Zion, his house, his religious fanatic expression. Well, they are fanaticals. But they don't know Yah. They got their religious fanaticism. But it's not one that is based in the Torah, the truth of Yah. They got their religious gyrations and movements. But it's not the moving of Ha, Kodosh, Ruah. It's not that. It's the spirit of this Jezebel. And I'm going to get deeper into that in the time to come. And I will show you, by the preponderance of evidence in Scripture, the identity of this woman and her alluring power and how she has actually altered the thinking and the mind of a generation that will not walk in the disciplines of Almighty Yahweh. We must walk in His disciplines. We must walk in His truth. And so Yah led them by the way of sin, and He led them that way that this vile corruption will be gone to erupt out of them. Isn't that the mindset of this generation? When Yahweh began to order your steps to lead you on a path that will not cause you to have confidence in your flesh or to give strength unto your flesh, you began to resist that. You began to oppose Him. You began to ask the questions, why? If you are the mighty one, why? Why has this transpired? And in the midst of all of that, we began to speak against Him. Oh, we say we don't do it, but we certainly do that. Our expressions are not favorable unto Almighty Yahweh. And so we began in our tirades to speak. We began to question. And we began to project Him as one that has lost total control. And that He has no authority at all. So He led them in a way that He had worked mightily for them. And He said to Moshe, I'm going to rain down the bread from Hashemayim. And the bread has come unto Israel. The bread of life. Yahshua is a living bread. He said, I'm going to rain down that bread. This metaphor of the mighty power that shall be revealed in my house. Your fathers ate that bread and they're dead. But this bread in this Hamashiach, you shall eat this bread and you shall never die. You shall not suffer the sting of death. And so they began to murmur, and Yah said, I will speak to you. He said, and the people shall go out. And He said to them, I want them to gather a certain rate every day. Did they do according to what He commanded? They did not. Those that gathered more and tried to hide it, the stench rose up. When you try to hide your own corruption, the stench is coming out. You try to hide your corruption, but the stench is coming out. The reason they gathered more, because they were vile. They were rebellious and they were wicked. When one rebels against the disciplines of Yah, and I want to tell you something, your little natural, vile mind has no power to deliver at all. It has no strength at all. It has been shaped by a corruption of iniquitous practices whereby you have been total loss. You have not obeyed the Torah. You have not obeyed the mitzvah of Yahshua. And so your mind has been shaped by this transgression of sin. You know that transgression or sin is a transgression of the Torah. So it's been shaped that way. It has not been formed or shaped by the teaching, the knowledge of Torah, and the power of the Ruah, the living Torah, not the letters of the Torah, but the life of the Torah. So our minds have not been shaped that way. And that is why it constantly opposes Yahweh and resists the path that He has put us on. Resists everything. Our steps are ordered by Yah. where there are trials, well, certainly there are going to be great trials. There are tribulations, there are going to be great tribulations. There's going to be a tribulation that has never been known unto man, that ye should tell is going to be tried. Don't let the whore tell you that it's going to be all right. That's what she tells everyone. She tells the man, you're going to be all right. I'm your lover. I am the one that will caress you and take care of you. That's what a Jezebel does. And that's what this whore is doing. And they are lured to her sensual expressions more than anything. In the Bayit of Yah, there's no sensual expressions. It is only truth that makes us free. And Yahweh says that what is in you, this truth or the fact that you believe me, is going to be proven. And it has to be proven. You must understand it is going to be proven. So he says here in Exodus 16:4, then said Yahweh to Moshe, behold, I will rain bread from Hashemayim for you. And the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they walk in my Torah, whether they walk in my teachings, whether they walk in my truth. And we know that the Torah is the truth of Yahweh. That's why Yahshua said, think not I've come to destroy the Torah and the Navi, but I came to show you the fullness of that power of the expectation of Israel. When they truly began to walk in the spirit and the life of the Torah. The words of the Torah, they are spiritual. And the words of the Torah are full of life. Everything that Yahweh speaks, it brings life. Even in death, there is life. When a man dies in this realm, he is not finished. He did not create something that had it in everything. That Yahweh did was perfect. And it was tov. It is the corruption of man and the sinful practices of man that they defy and transgress Yahweh, that they have raised up the standard or raised up this insignia of this Jezebel that we call, quote, the church, unquote. And she is a seductive whore. She is the power that seduced the minds that we cannot believe you are for nothing. And even in the midst of our faith, we wrestle to believe him. Yet he had shown them a great work. He brings them out and they began to murmur. They began to complain. He said, I brought you here that I may show you the power of my expression of Ahava love toward you. That I shall rain bread from Shemayim. I shall cause it to flow. You tell everyone as according to their families, this is the rate you get. And because of corruption, one that is so concerned with their own biological association that they have no association with the true identity of Yahweh. He brought them out as one, did he not? He brought them out as his children, as placing a birthright upon them, and as him being their Abba, their father. And yet they began in their own little disillusional mindset. They began to go in their own paths of corruption. Some gathered more and some gathered less. The one that gathered less, that was sufficient because they understood the fullness of Yah and how he supplies every need. And the ones that were selfish, thinking about tomorrow sufficient, today is enough. Any other thought on tomorrow, day beyond, there's an evil there. You're trying to provide something that you will not allow Yahweh to do that. Yahshua has come to fulfill the promises and the hope of Yahweh that we should not be disillusional, that we should not have the illusion of the world of this Jezebel that deceives the minds. We cannot allow this woman to continue to rape us and to perform these unnatural acts upon our minds. This religious spirit that we have maintained in the process of our Christianity and our walk, it must be eradicated and impelled. It must be. We must understand and know the ways of Yahweh. For his way is a perfect way. And it's right. And there are no flaws in the ways of Yah. Our lives are full of flaws. He made Adam perfect. And from that bosom he brought forth the birth of life, woman. But in her were the excellence of the beauty of Almighty Yah. And that was one because of this alluring ability to speak. They were deceived. What speaks to you more than your own heart? Because the more you talk, the issues flow from you. Do they not? When we have doubt, it flows from us. I tell you, on other night as I sat there, and as I battled in my own mind the words of Sister Horn, her prayer for me and the assembly, it was very resounding and of great strength. These were not words that came from some kind of thought process to think, what should I say? These were the words from the belly of Yisrael of Almighty Yah, for Yisrael. And the words of prayer that brought life and strength and stability. This Jezebel has raped our minds, has turned us away from the perfect Torah, the perfect way of Yah. And every man is seeking his own way, trying to chart his own course. And we are lost. We're lost on the course. When Yah commands you something to do, you do it. Tell them what to take. He's have brought them here for one thing. I'm going to prove whether they be. I'm going to prove Nasa. I'm going to prove whether they will walk in my Torah or they will not. I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, your way is going to prove. And he's going to try. He's going to test the legitimacy of what you call truth in you and see if it's real. If it's just based upon some false speculation or some philosophical idea that you have established by your own thinking and your own interpretation, he's not going to prove what's in them. I've got to prove in Israel if there's a love for Torah. I've got to prove in Israel if there's a love of Hamashiach. And that is what Yah is doing today. And we are people in the midst of the trials of the affliction. We began to murmur. We began to speak offensively against Almighty Yah. Why is this? And we have been guilty of that, all of us. We've fallen into that entrapment. Bless you all for the mercies of Almighty Yahweh. And the precious hope in Yahshua the Tikvah. In Yahshua the Lamb. I bless him for that. And so they began to murmur, Yah said, I'm going to prove. I'm going to prove them. Whether they will walk in my Torah or not. I want to stop there for a moment. Because I want you to understand in this instant, and what I will deal with in this message today, the word Nasa. I want to define that for you in the Aramaic sense, in the Aramaic, the Hebraic mindset, not in this Greek confused theology that we think in. Yahweh is always precise. This is a confusing nation. It confuses the minds of the people. The Baptist God is different than the Methodist God. You can say what you want to. The AMEC Zion, the God of the colored, the Negroes, the blacks, the African Americans are different than the Caucasians, the whites, the Europeans. The God of the super rich is different than those that are poor. So there's a tremendous plethora of gods in this nation. There are societal gods, there are social gods. We're dealing with powers and principalities. We're dealing with rules that dominates the dark sphere of the world and the dark cavities of your mind. Because our minds think of more dark things than they do the things of light. And I'm talking to Israel. Our minds are consumed with dark thoughts. Your thoughts are dark. Our perceptions of things are darkened. And that's why there's the power, this illumination of Yahshua in Israel today. It is a false pretense. It may look right, but the proof is in the pudding. You began to cut the pudding or the cake, you will find out what's in it. And Yahweh said, I'm going to prove them. Whether the Nasa, I'm going to Nasa them to see what's in them. Look at this. I want to define that. It says this Nasa, it is actually to put. To proof. It must be proof there. Proof of what? Acceptance. Listen to this. The acceptance by the mind of the truth or the fact of whom Yahweh is. Now that is what the proof. Yahweh said, I'm going to prove them. He's going to prove us. We are an unproven commodity. He said, I'm going to prove them. It's going to be a mindset that accepts who I am and what I am. And it's going to be so factual in them that they're going to rely upon me for all things. We don't rely upon Yahweh. We don't rely upon the impelling of Yahshua and the power delivered unto us. We don't rely upon that. Now we may massage our own corrupt spirituality, but we don't rely upon Him. We're not a proven thing. We are unproven. The Nasa of Yah, the acceptance by the mind, the will, whether this truth, the Torah, who Yah say He is, whether the fact that Yahshua came to reveal unto us the mighty power of Yahweh, whether this truth is embodied in us, whether it is real, whether it is the staple of our lives, whether it is the strength of our lives, He said that is going to be proven. And when Yahweh began to prove that, we began to resort to every kind of extreme. And so the Nasa, He's going to prove whether that His Ruach truly lives in you. How do you know that? Because Yahweh is hatred, isn't He? He is love. When a man says he loves his brother or sister and he hates them, he's a murderer. He literally has broken the Torah. You should not commit murder. And this false, superficial, lying, deceitful pretense that you love and you don't, you are a hypocrite on your way to hell. And I say it unapologetically. You don't know the power of Yah. You are a false, superficial Jezebel. You caught up in your own corruption and you cannot see it. The Nasa of Yah is to prove the acceptance of the mind of this truth, to learn or to find out from Yah by experience. That's why He said, I'm going to prove you now. I will show us with the preponderance of Scripture, all right? It is an experience with Yahweh. It is a test of only one thing. It is a test of truth. We know that the tzedakah, the righteousness of Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting. And His Torah is the truth. It is a test of truth. He said, I will see whether they will walk in my Torah or they will not. And Yahshua is the Torah of life unto Israel. It brings alive the mitzvah, the commandments that He has written in only the heart of true Israel. These Jezebels talking about a church, and Israel is only one Zion. There's only one Bayat. Or there may be a separation of the body, and there may be schisms there, but there is only one. For Yahweh is one. He is not a three or a complex, He's one. Know ye that Yahweh Almighty, He is one. He is not three. And the power of that Ikad, that oneness, was represented and displayed in the living bosom, the living Word of Yah. Yahweh can never be made, and the Word became, and the Word of Yah was made flesh. He made His Word flesh to show us the power of Torah. Everything that Yahweh speaks is a Torah. And a Torah is simply a law. It is a discipline that we abide in that brings about the excellence of the one that has created us or charged us to go in the way that we are going. That's what it is. Not these lies and deceptions of this Jezebel. Just turn and change. This false thing we call love is dissimulation. It's false. It's not true. It's not a true Ahava. For Maria. Listen to this. It is a test of the truth. It also has validity. And there is a genuineness of. A genuineness. When something is proven, there's a genuineness of. There's a result. And when you began to eat upon it, you say, this is it here. This is the real deal. No doubt about that. No doubt about that. And when this house, the people of Yah, began to offer up the sweet savoring odor unto our Yahweh, he would say, this is the real deal. But there's a stench that goes before his nostrils. The stench of sin and transgressing. The stench of murmuring and rebelliousness. The stench of unfaithfulness and doubts. We're justified in the presence of Almighty Yahweh by our faith. We are the Siddiqa of Yah by our faith. And the Imuna of Yahweh will work the Siddiqa, the righteousness of Yah, and there will be works in our lives. Don't tell me you're working the righteous works of Yah when you're filled with this fleshly power that brings the truths of Yah dormant, whereby you cannot act upon His truth. You are deceived. And that's what the enemy is trying to do. He's trying to bind and bring us under the very logics of our own thinking, our own mind, our own reasoning, and not of the strength of Almighty Yah that leads us into His presence. Yahshua doesn't lead us away from Yah. He leads us to the Abba. He said, I can do nothing of myself. He that sent me, I do what I've seen Him do and what He's commanded me. He came to bring nothing new. He came to renew that what was written in Israel. Do you all hear me? Yahweh said, I will do a renewed thing in Israel. I will write my Torah, I will write my Mitzvah in their lives. And HaMashiach came to renew that. No, He didn't come to bring nothing new. He didn't come to speak a new word. He came to show us the life of the word that was spoken. Why must this Creator, the Almighty One, speak something new when that which He has already spoken has not even worked? It's such an ignorant propensity of the mindset of an ignorant jackass generation. It's a dumb, stupid, religious Jezebel. I will use my other expression. And I want to use it today. That's what she is, a dog. She's a female dog. Lying with every kind of spiritual misfit there is. They don't want truth today. They reject. They fight against it. Yahshua brought you out here to prove. I'm going to Nassau. I'm going to see whether this wasn't you. Is it based upon truth? Was it based upon emotions? Well, he certainly found out. He knew what was in them. It was based upon their own gain. And what they could ascertain a gain for themselves. I want to show us a few aspects of it. Of this Nasa. It is to demonstrate at having a particular quality of worth. Now that is what it does. That's when one is proven. When there's a proof there, there's a quality and a worth there. When something is not proven, that there's nothing there. Worthless, shiftless, unrepentant, holding on to their religious icons and idols. But when something is proven, there's a quality there. He proved them now. Whether they're going to walk in His Torah, His truth. To show oneself to be worthy or capable. When Yahweh says, I'm going to prove you, He is saying to us, this truth that is in you, I will show you that it is worthy of all expectation. And it is capable of taking you over the barrengers and the trials and the afflictions that shall afflict our heart. Many are the affliction of the Siddiqa. If a man is not a Siddiqa man or woman, there are no affliction. When one began to have affliction, and the first thing the enemy will say to you, that it is because of your misfortunes, or the things that you have done. Not so! He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of Yahweh Shalom was upon Him, and by the power of His stripes, we are healed. First of all, it begins in our minds. We need a mind that is complete and healed, not this fragmented thinking that we possess today. Sensual, earthly, corrupt, vile, and trying to incorporate that with the spiritual laws of Yah, they will not work. And that's why, first of all, Shaul said that there are many sickly among you, there are many that are spiritually dead, because they cannot digest this living power of the word of Yah. They cannot. Because they're too easily offended. They don't like it. Because it doesn't speak. It doesn't speak to their values or what they want. Yahweh is going to prove us. He's going to prove us. To turn one out, especially after trial or test. Now, when one is proven, this Nasa of Yah, when they come out, you will see the evidence, the proof of the test, the trial, the circumstance. For what reason? Why does Yah allow that to happen to us? To prove that our minds, our love is based upon the confident and trust in Torah, what Yahshua says, we have confidence in that. And the enemy will say, well, because you sinned when you were 18, well, my, you have sinned since you've been 35. You've fallen short since you've been 55. 75. If a man confesses his faults, Yahweh is faithful to Israel and just to give us of every sin, but you must confess them. You must acknowledge. This house did not acknowledge that. He always says, I'm going to prove what's in you. I'm going to prove where there's the sensuals of my truth, whether your mind accepts it, whether your love delights in it. It's amazing that we don't delight in Yahweh. He tells us that we delight in Him. He will give us a desire. He will make our hearts acceptant of the Torah. Not this damnable trash this Jezebel has taught you and taught us. You delight yourself in Yah, He will give you the desires of your heart. Well, that means that every lustful thing your mind can think on, you're going to get it. Not so. That's a trick from hell. We began to delight in Yah. He will cause or create in us this acceptance of Torah truth. This acceptance of His principles, the acceptance of His disciplines. And because we do not delight, we don't take any pleasure in what Yah speaks unto us. We fight against our Abba. We reject what He says. We resent what He says. We don't want to hear what He speaks unto us. And everything that He speaks unto us is for our own tov. It's a tov gift. It's a good gift that comes from Yahweh. And it brings strength. It brings the strength of Yahweh. And so He said, I brought you to prove you. I brought you here to show you the quality of your mind and what's in you. To show you whether you are accepting, your mind will accept the Torah. Accept what I shall give unto Moshe. And if you obey it, then there shall be life. You shall have strength. You think that the Torah is just simply strength unto us, the strength of Yah because of HaMashiach? He is the living word of Yah. And everything that the Torah speaks, it speaks of Messiah. It was Yahweh's path of redeeming man. And these were words that He spoke unto the Nabis to speak unto Israel. How much is the living word of Yah? He has not changed. We do change, don't we? We get progressively worse. As the old Kedushim would say, we get worse. I say it that way. We get worse. And as they would say, quote, the test is. Not that you're going through a test, but the test is. The way they would say it, unquote. And their broken grammar and the way they would form words. I said it that way. So He brought them out to Nassau to see if their minds would accept Torah. So Yah says, I'm going to prove you unproven. I will see whether your mind will accept. Well, I'm not going to keep that name, but that's Torah. That's the mitzvah of Yah. Do not take the name of Yah in vain. Any man that does so, any person, shall not be guiltless of taking His name. Remember the Shabbat and keep it kadosh, set apart. That's His Torah. See, the mind doesn't accept that today. It doesn't accept it. So Yah says, I'm going to prove whether you're going to accept Me. Accept truth. I will prove that. And that's what He's doing, brothers and sisters. And that's why in all things we ought to give Him thanks. We ought to rejoice in it. And the reason we don't do that, because we don't understand is Him. We began tomorrow. We began to ostracize. And we began to blatantly defy what He says. We need to hear what He says, brothers and sisters. Ja'u says to those gathering in Thessalonica, He says, prove all things. Prove all things. Prove. Nasa, if it is accepted by the mind of Yahshua. That's how you will know it's of Yah. That's how you will know it's the truth, whether that mind. Do we not have the mind of Yahshua? Let the same mind that was in HaMashiach be in us as well. Yeah. We should have the mind of Yahshua. That's why He said, you prove all things. You prove everything. You prove all things. And you hold fast. You hold fast to that which is tough. Well, how do we know that it is tough or good? How do you know that? Well, every tov, every good and perfect gift comes from Hashemayim. It comes from Yahweh. Yeah. And you know that the truth of Yah, His image never change. It never. There are recipes that great-great-grandmother passed down. And even the daughter never changed that. It is still as delicious then as it is today. The product may not be as pure as it was then. She may have had that pure cane sugar. But as far as the ingredients, they have not changed. And when one tries to alter that, then they bring a mess in. It doesn't taste the same. And those tongues that have been tested to the palate of the eating of that piece of cake or whatever, they will say, you didn't do this one right. You put too much vanilla. You put too much. And they know you put too much butter. You're trying to alter that. And that's what we're trying to do with Yah. Look, I'm telling you, He's going to prove us. He's going to prove us. So we must prove all things. We must prove the things that we have allowed to fill our hearts, our lives, and to think that that's truth. There are men that speak with such a fire. And ignorance, they literally think it's the truth. Is that based upon Torah? Is that based upon what Yah has said? And that's not even coming in the order that Yah commands it to come. As an order. Hallelujah. As an order. And Yah's order is correct. It's right and it's precise. Is that based upon your strength? Your will is based upon what Yah says. Look quickly in the 20th chapter of the same book. I want you to hear this. Yah says in chapter 20, verse 18. In all of their sin and their rejection of Torah, their minds were not proven. And Yahweh is going to prove whether our minds today accepts the teachings of Yahshua, the teachings of the living word. He's going to prove that. He's going to prove it, brothers and sisters. We are unproven. We have much talk, but we are an unproven commodity. He says in Shemoth 20:18, and all the people saw the thundering. He gave them a visible sign. He has given us that today too, Yahshua. He has given that, and when we see one another in the works that Yah has done, and our brothers and sisters, He gave them a visible sign, and they saw the lightning and the noise of the shofar, and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they moved back. They began to fear, and they stood afar off. Verse 19, and they said to Moshe, you speak with us. And we will listen, we will shema, we will hear, we will perceive, we will grasp what you say. But let not Yahweh speak with us, lest we die. These men today, if Yah speaks to a man, listen. When Yah speaks to you verbally, like He did with Israel, it destroys every element of sin. Your pride, your unforgiveness, your sinful nature. Yah's not speaking to you. So He said, you speak to us, Moshe. You be the intermediary. You speak to us. You bring us what Yah says. It because if He speaks to us, because we're so full of sin, we're going to die. Yeah. Moshe said to the people, He says, Yira, fear not. Don't tremble. For Yahweh is come to Nasa to prove you. Hallelujah. To make sure that your mind is accepting of the truth. In our minds, we will flirt with truth. We will flirt with Torah. We will say, well, I don't believe that what Pastor Robert said is just not that way. But yet you say, I don't believe or trust any man, but you trust the very hidden man of your own mind. Yeah. What are you, man? What are you, woman? You're just a connection of the man. You're an extension of the man. You're the birth. You've been birthed from the man. And yet we say we don't want to believe Matt. And they set the most shade. We don't want Yah to speak to us because I know we will die. You speak to us. And He said, don't fear. Don't be in any fear, brothers and sisters. Don't fear, Pastor Roberts. He said, fear not. For Yahweh is come to prove you. To see whether your mind will accept truth. To see whether your mind and your thoughts will be based upon truth, Torah. Precious in the sight of Yah is the death of His kiddushim. He said, I want to see if you will accept truth. If you know that there's an actual fact of what I say is factual, you can depend on it, you can rely upon it, you can trust it. I want to see if your mind accept that. Is that as much as a test whether there's a mindset that will accept what Yahweh says? So He says, don't fear. Yahweh's come to Nassau. He has come to prove you. And that his ira, his fear, may be before your face. For a man accepts the truth, the Torah of Yah, he will have fear. He will hate his evil ways. He will hate and despise his froward mouth, his tongue that is abominable. He will hate that. He will hate those ways that seduce him away from Torah. He will hate it. That you sin not. That you will not practice or participate in those things that Yah commands you not to do. Come on, daughters of Zion. He said, you will not be a busybody in other men's affairs. Come on, brother. You will not condemn your brother or your sister. You will have the love to forgive and to make things right. This is a generation that doesn't possess that. Oh, they pretend that. But they don't have that at all, period. They have no ahava, no love for Yah. And they don't have no love for each other. I'm speaking to Israel. I'm not speaking to the world. I'm speaking to those that say they know Yah and that they love Yahweh. I'm speaking to that damnable, corrupt mindset of that house. That's who I'm speaking to. Rabban truly has a true ahava for his brother or sister. When one has that, when one possesses that, they will bear one another's burdens. This is a generation of slothful, poverty generation. They're poor because they have folded their hands. They love to sleep. The word of Yahweh, they don't want to hear it. And so they take no delight in it. Yahweh says, I'm going to prove you. He said, Yahweh has come to Nassau you to prove you, and that his fear may always be before your face, that you sin not. Rabban gets that fear of Yah before him. He will not sin willfully. He will not transgress the Torah. Let me tell you, this Baptist whorehouses, these Methodist prostitutes, these Pentecostal Jezebel fraternizing whores, they will tell you what sin is, a little drinking, a little smoking. Well, those things do not constitute sin. They will destroy your body, your mind, your physical ability. But sin is a transgression of the Torah. That's what sin is. Period. Period. When a man transgresses the Torah, he said, man drinks because he's given himself over to the filthy lust of his flesh. He doesn't want to deal with the realities of who Yah is. So he alters his senses that he can live in a superficial world. Men do drugs because they rather participate in this mythical, bewitching type of worship. That's all drugs. That's all they do is induce you into this kind of mindset that you may call upon the gods. So that's why they do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yah comes to prove us. He comes to show us whether we will accept our minds, will accept the factuality of what he says, whether it's truth or whether it's a lie. And everything that is written in the Tanakh and the covenant, whether it is actually by him, or some fabrication of some wise man, of some henchman that desires to draw you under some kind of bondage. If you're drawn under this, you're not under bondage. You're free. You have the liberties to worship Yah. So there's some kind of henchman that draws me onto this to bring me into the presence of Yahweh. Be a henchman for me. Draw me by the same Ruah that drew you. That the life of this truth is real in me because the proof is in the pudding. When there's something proven, you will know the pudding has proven that this is the real deal. This is right. Hallelujah. The fear of Yah may be before you. You will not sin. Verse 21, and the people stood afar off. And Moshe drew near to the thick darkness where Yahweh was. Is this a time of darkness upon the earth? Yahweh must be in the midst of the darkness for Israel. He's not there for the world. He's not there for these religious whores and these prostitutes that sell themselves. You can see the identity of that as what it produces. It doesn't produce the emunah of Yah. It produces prostitutes. So he began to draw near. In this hour that we're in, we ought to draw near or nigh unto him, that he may do what? Draw close to us. We must have this broken heart so that Yah will be near us. We must allow the word of Yah to break our hearts. As Evangelist Horn will often tell us, this battle axe, this word, it has come to break, it has come to crush, and to tear down every partition in our minds that we have established against the Torah and the truth of Yah. Your religious Negroism, your religious whiteism, your religious Jewism, it means nothing to you. So these partitions have been placed in our minds that we reject what Yah says. Your religious baptism, your religious Pentecostalism, your religious tongue-talkingism. That's all it is. And they place barriers between us and the Torah, the truth. This is a wicked, evil, adulterous generation. Why? Because it's always seeking after a sign. It's not seeking after truth. If we seek the truth, will we not find it? They're not seeking after truth, they're seeking after signs. A wicked and an adulterous generation will seek after a sign. They want signs. But there will be no sign given but the power. 3 days and three nights of Hamashiach. Not these dogs, they call themselves prophets. They're liars. They're perverts. They have no dynamics of Yah in them at all. Period. Prophet always the Nabi brought the excellent of Yahweh's word. And it always created a fear in Israel. Always. When the judges, when the sharp pins were there in Israel, the people feared. When the judges were removed, they went back to their transgressions against Yah. So these men, they say they're prophets, they're lying dogs. When they cannot even maintain and bring under control their own damnable lust and sin, they're dogs treated out of hell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lying dogs like Benny Hinn's, T.D. Jakes, the R.G. Stairs, and these perverts of hell. That's all they are. Hallelujah. So he has brought us here to prove us. He's brought you into this buyer today to see if your mind will be tested by the acceptance of truth. Or you think because there's a tremendous pain or this physical affliction, there's nothing that afflicts. Let me show you an example. A woman that is afflicted by what she called love or man, there is nothing that afflicts them more than that. When the loved one, the one they perceive that they love, abandoned them more than being cut open. Their love is afflicted. Their sorrow, their deep depression and suppression. They lose weight. They can't think right. They can't function right. Come on. A man that has a physical scar, he can look at that and realize that in a duration of time, sometime that is going to heal in its normal process. But one that has been truly afflicted there. These are the affliction that the true house of Israel are going to encounter. Not because something that is of a physical nature. Men think that that's a badge of honor when they're physically maimed. But this is something that's grave and deeper than that. It's much graver. We see that those coming back from Iraq, the young men and the women. I was listening to a story yesterday. It was a major and his wife was a captain. She got her legs blown off in Iraq. They're about to send him back. And so to them, that was a badge of honor that his wife, my, her legs were blown off for a bunch of perverts, dogs, this wicked establishment of the world that is run by white men. And I say it that way, these conglomerates of hell, these lovers of filth that keeps back the wages of the laborers by deceit. The last 7 years, the profit margin has risen to 45%, but the laborers have only risen 3%. That's a sore evil in the land. The evil. The wages kept back by the owner to their own hurt. These are dogs. They are children that have been birthed by the spirit of Shaitan. I don't care what white man says or black man says. It is the truth. And we must deal with the truth. We are people that our minds are not accepting of truth. We try to frost over it, shade it, make it a little different. But that is just the factual reality. Can I say this to us? I'm going to finish my message. We have an illustrious dog of a president, Mr. Bush. He raises hell with Mr. Ahmadinejad of Iraq, the president. The borders between Iran and Iraq, very porous. He tells him, if you don't stop the weapons, the IEDs, from coming over the border, then we're going to take action. And he says that to Mr. Mossad of Syria, that do you not understand the hypocrisy of this dog and this nation? When the borders are so porous here with Mexico, and they bring the drugs, the cocaine, and everything into this nation that are run by the CIA operatives, and these are not Negro men, these are not the Hispanics, these are these Caucasians of this bloodline of death from the belly of hell that have been raised up by Shatan, whereby he tried to birth it. If you're sure, he said, if you bow down, you worship me, I'll give you all of the kingdoms of the world. You don't have to say hallelujah, but it's still the truth. He has elected a people and he has chosen them. And yet this dog of a president says you shut the borders down, and we can't even shut. We're the most technological nation. We're the most powerful, as they say. We're supposed to be the most richest, but a lie and a deceit. And they can't even shut the borders down from them coming from Mexico or South America. And yet they tell this man who do not possess the financial resources, these countries, that poverty is poverty. And this dog sits in his ivory white tower. This nation is one that is a hypocritical nation. I hate it. My prayer is, Yah, bring it down. When you're going to suffer, let it be. He's going to prove. He's going to prove whether I trust truth or whether I'm just a false lie. Man of the Negro complexion to stand before you. Or I'm a true Hebrew Israelite of Yah. He's going to prove that. And I want him to do that. Hallelujah. So he's in the business now of proving. We are unproven commodity. I listened to something. I'm going to finish. Stay with me. I listened to a speech by Malcolm X. And he said, I want to tell you something. This was in 1963. He said this at the pinnacle. At the beginning of the Vietnam War, he said, America will never win another war. He said, because the wars that are fought today, they are covert wars. They are, it's a war of, it is not, he said, you have your weapons, your bombs, you're not going to win. He said, you got to be able to fight a guerrilla warfare, and you cannot do it because you are afraid to do it. And he didn't lie on that one. She will never win a war. She didn't win that in Vietnam. It's still a communist country. France did not overtake it. Still communist. And now this dog in the doghouse up there telling the folks that democracy in Iraq may not look like this. It may be victory, but it's always going to be killing and car bombings. This man disposed a true leader of the nation that it took that kind of rule to bring that late nation in line, whether it was corrupt or uncorrupt. Is this a righteous nation? America's a dog. She's a bee. You understand what I mean. That's all she produces. She produces a Jezebel sluts. She produces a spirit of whoredom, greed, and a love for money. That's why there's so much evil here. That's why they can gun them down in New Orleans. That's why the corporate CEO can take $500 million of fat dog and he gloats in that and watch those that have been faithful 30, 40 years lose everything. This is a damnable, wicked nation that there is no mind for Yah's truth. And this religious dog, this Jezebel, these whorehouses, that's all they are, they're whorehouses. They're ill-reputed whores. And they fatten them up with lies and deceit. And the folks see that. Man like me, they condemn. Man like me, because of the color of my skin, he's nothing. That's all right with me. Hallelujah. I speak the truth of Yah. And I lie not to you. How do you know that? Because I deal with the nature of this generation, man. Hallelujah. You always say, I'm going to prove you. Prove all things. Prove all things that are in you. Prove every issue. Prove it. Prove everything. And then you hold fast to that which is tough. Well, I don't know what is tough. Well, you know where it comes from. Shaul says to Galatians. Look at this. Galatians chapter 6 verse 1. As he exhorts the brothers with meekness and gentleness in all humility, he says in Galatia, this is the same people he called foolish, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the Torah, whose eyes Hamashiach was evidently impaled before you. He says this, he said, Israelite, or brothers, Israelite brothers, If a brother or sister be overtaken in trespassing or fault or sin, he said, you who are spiritual ones, restore such. Now, this Jezebel nation thinks that it is a spiritual nation. You got the dogs that proliferate these false isms. That's all they are. You got these rich princes, these SARS in America. The Pat Robinsons. The Biddy Heads. These are perverts. The T.D. Jakes. The Creflo Dollars. The Fair Prices. They have no heart for the people. They despise them. Is that hard for me to teach you how to get rich when I'm already rich, is it? Is that difficult for me to tell you're not walking in faith because I'm expecting that offering of $200,000 on this whore Sunday? Is that difficult for me to tell you that when I know where my source is? It's from robbing you of your pocketbook. It's from stealing from you. Is that difficult for me to tell you this is the year of the blessing? We already got your plan laid out how you're going to stick it to the folks. That's not difficult to do that. It's not hard to do that. He said, you that are spiritual ones, you restore one. And the rule of meekness, you consider yourself, lest you be tempted. So you that are spiritual, you restore. That is what a spiritual man does. Are you spiritual, Pastor Roberts? I restore. He said of the spirit of meekness, we think that meekness is something that wouldn't cow down and doesn't deal with the sin nature. That's not meekness. A man with a meek ruah, he doesn't fight against the word of Yah. I'm telling you. He doesn't fight against Torah. When a man is meek, he doesn't fight against Torah. We think it means we're fighting against each other. He doesn't oppose nor resist Torah. That's the meek spirit. You must understand the fruit of the ruah, they're all spiritual. So he doesn't or she doesn't fight or resist the Torah or that perfect law in them. When Yahshua brings it alive, he say, that's you. That's your lev. That's a meek spirit. It's one that's fighting not against Yahweh. Come on, fight against myself all the time. I fight against the will, my own presence, my own will. If you don't, you're not fighting the good fight of Emunah. Don't sit here like hypocrites on me. Hallelujah. I'm taking us before his altar. I'm taking us somewhere, all right? Taking you out of something and taking you somewhere. And I'll use scripture to do it. Hallelujah. He says, so you consider yourselves, least also you be tempted. He said, you bear one another burdens. He said, and so complete, when one does this, a complete in the practice, or practice the Torah of HaMashiach. You keep the commandments that Yahshua spoke to us. Was his commandments based upon some philosophical idea, or were they based upon what was established? They were based upon what was established. And the truth is established. It was established from the beginning because he said in the beginning, Yah! And that's it. So the truth from the beginning, the Torah of Yah, was established from the beginning. So in so doing that, so you fulfill or complete the practice of the Torah of HaMashiach. For if any man think himself to be something, this is the generation that think that he or she is someone. They think that they are spiritual. They think that they have something to give to someone. There's nothing greater than what can give to someone. I despise that damnable Jezebel spirit. When one is always trying to instruct or impart, when you don't even see the labor of the fruit of Yah in them, and there's no willingness to serve one. It's a damnable hypocrisy. Don't tell me your talk, let me see your actions. Can I say this? It's one thing I can appreciate of our brother Dale's, his father. The man